Today's share in the Dear Shoe Mishnah Brura Yomi program is Daf Nun Tes Amud Aleph. We're in the third volume of Mishnah Brura, and we're beginning a brand new siman, Reish Ayin Tes, which deals with Dine Tiltul Hanel B'Shabbos. How are you allowed to move a candlestick or a flame on Shabbos? The Mechaber begins with Sif Aleph. Ner Shehidliku Bo B'Yosa Shabbos. A candlestick, a lamp that was lit that Shabbos. So Afa Pisha Kova, even though it's now gone out, you lit it on Erev Shabbos, and now it's gone out, and what do you want to do with this candlestick? You'd like to remove it from where it is. Also Lataltalo, you're not allowed to move this candlestick from where it was. Likewise, V'chein Mosar HaShemen Shebener Shedliku Bo B'Yosa Shabbos. If there's any excess oil in the candlestick, in the cup that had the oil in it and the wick in it, and it's gone out, and now you want to use the excess oil that's left over, also, you're not allowed to use that excess oil, and in fact, also, L'Teltelo, you're not even allowed to move it, only stopping Mimena B'Osa Shabbos, to get any benefit from that oil on that Shabbos itself. If the Shabbos is perfectly mutter, it's not that it's osur, it's just that it's muktza on Shabbos, and therefore, after Shabbos, you're perfectly permitted to go and use it, but not on Shabbos. Now, the Mishnah Berurah explains in Siv Katan Aleph. We're talking here, Hainu, afilu lo nishar bo shemen klal. We're talking about in the first case where you can't move the candlestick, the lamp, over here, so even if there's absolutely no oil left in it, you're still not allowed to move it. Vatam, and the reasoning is, dekivon debein hashmoshos hayo osu betiltul, because it was lit going into Shabbos. That means during the bein hashmoshos period of time, it was muktzah, and you're not allowed to move it at that point in time. Because the lamp itself, the oil inside of it, and the wick are all bosses l'shalheves. They're all essentially a base for the flame. And the flame is shehu davar osu betiltul. You're not allowed to move the flame. And therefore, umigu diskatzoi leben hashmoshos, since all of them are a base, a bosses l'davar osur, and they're all muktzah at the time of bein hashmoshos, we have our famous rule, which we already mentioned several times. If something is muktzah bein hashmoshos, so then iskatzoi, it is muktzah l'kula yoma, for all of Shabbos, even though the reason why it's muktzah no longer technically applies. There is no flame on it right now. The flame went out. The oil was burned up. This is what we call in the Gemara muktza machmas isser, something that is muktza because it is forbidden. The kaimalon bay liisur, its main purpose over here was for isser. The Mishnah Berurah continues and he writes, im yesh emas eino yehudi olav ayideh haner, if the person is going to be afraid that the goyim are going to come and hurt him or do something to him because he has a lamp over there, and the Mishnah Berurah puts in kimo shaya bisman ha-marayim. That this was a very common concern at the time of the Amoraim, where there were many goyim who worshipped the light, and they restricted the usage of light in various situations. Shoyso umo achas, there was one nation, shoyu makpidim biyom chagom, on the day of their holiday, Ayisrael, that they didn't allow the Jewish people, shemadlikin er b'yosu ayom. So if this turned out that this day came out on a Shabbos, but chol ki haigabno, or any other scenario like this, where if the goyim saw that you had a lamp, they would be potentially hurting you, mutu l'taltalo li'achas shekovo, then you would be allowed to go and move it after the flame was extinguished. And this is brought down in the Shulta Giborim. V'chein hiskin b'sefer Tosefer Shabbos. Likewise, it's found that way in the Tosefer Shabbos. But not like the opinion, the lo kimogen Avraham. Then the Mishnah Berurah brings down from the Prima Godim, umi Prima Godim mashma, it appears from the Prima Godim, she'im yare sheyakeyu. If they're going to hit you because you have this lamp over here, Oshar Hefzid Mammon, or it's going to cause you a financial loss as a penalty attached to it, then everybody would agree, Lekuli Yamashari, even the Magen Avraham would allow in that opinion for the person to move the lamp after the flame was extinguished. Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Beis. So he said the excess shemen that was in the candlestick or the cup over here, the lamp, once the flame has gone out, you're also not allowed to use that excess oil. V'uadin, the Mishnah Berurah says, the same thing applies. Mosor haner, also mechela v'shaiva. If there's any wax or fat candle that's left over, the flame was extinguished, and there's still some wax or fat from the candle that's left. Shedliku bo b'yosa Shabbos, that was lit for that Shabbos. So then, v'chava, if the nair went out, if the actual flame went out, so you're still not allowed to use the excess candle that's left over. Mishnah Berurah Siv Katan Gimel, and you're not allowed to move it or use it. The whole of a huktza betchilas kinesas Shabbos, as we've already pointed out, at the start of Shabbos, bein hashmoshos, it was muktza. The haynu shebein hashmoshos kishayo dole, at the time that the flame was lit, erev Shabbos, going into the bein hashmoshos, the flame is lit. Also, l'stapik menu, at that moment in time, the oil is designated for the flame, and therefore it is muktza. And if you were to take out some of that oil, you would actually be chayev mishum mechabe, because you're extinguishing the flame by not having the full oil available for it to burn, as we have already learned, ukidila'el bereish simin reish samachai. And therefore, we have this principle, iskatzoy l'kula yoma. Once it's muktzah at bein hashmashos, it's muktzah for the entire Shabbos, shelo listapik, which means that you're not allowed to take from it, mimenu af achar shekova, even after the candle's gone out. So you could argue, well, that oil in there is never going to burn this Shabbos, nevertheless, you're still not allowed to use it because it's muktzah. V'kivish also lehel nosimenu, kol yom Shabbos, and since you're not allowed to use it on Shabbos, get any benefit from it that Shabbos, the mela also gam kein l'tiltalo. Therefore, you're not allowed to move it as well. De'ein oroy l'klum, because it's worthless, and therefore something that's worthless can't be moved on Shabbos. Umuvadze, separate from this, betiltul gufa huktu b'vein hashmashos, and even without this svara, it still is also on its own because it was muktzah b'vein hashmashos shenasa hakol basis la'hashal heves. As we have already explained, it is so to say a base. The davar aser, the flame is the davar aser, and the wick over here, the oils, the cup, the wax, whatever it is that is there, is a basis ledavar aser, as we've already explained in today's shir in Sifkat and Aleph, Kedel Bereish Sifkat and Aleph. There's a long Dirshu footnote number one who brings down the reason why the flame is considered the davar aser and it's forbidden to move the flame. And he goes through a number of different potential reasons, and he basically concludes and he says that according to Shlomo Zalman, and this is also the opinion of Moshe Feinstein Zatzal, Hashal Heves Nechsheves Muktzah Mishum She'enu Kli. The reason the flame itself is considered Muktzah because it's not a utensil, and something that's not a utensil is not allowed to be moved on Shabbos. Again, this is a very long footnote. We're not going through all of it. Ayin Shum, if you want to see more about this. He does bring down at the last paragraph of this footnote, what about something like we have today with an electrical light, for example, a panis, which is a flashlight. So he brings down from Moshe Feinstein Zatzal, Shalom Rosh Shemi Ikradin Ein Hi Muktzah. Technically, it's not Muktzah, because as we've explained, it is technically a kli. So therefore, this could, theoretically, one could argue that it is not muktzah. So a flashlight that's on you theoretically should be able to move. Nevertheless, what Moshe says, mikol mokum osu l'teltala, you're not allowed to move it. Mimnesha doma hilaner, because it's very similar to a lamp or a candlestick, and therefore, you're not allowed to move it. And he brings down as well, at the end of the paragraph from Shlomo Zalman, Sha'af min hadin mutul l'talto menorah sechashmolus. Technically, you could move a lamp, an electrical lamp. Nevertheless, l'maisa, we don't move it. Ain't l'teltala. Kivin shu dover nira ke'uvda d'chol gomor. Because it looks like a weekday activity over here. And therefore, we have to be concerned that the hamonam, the average person, is not going to understand this. And therefore, because if you allow them to move this, they'll think that it's not a fire. It's not esh. And therefore, they're going to come to turn on the electrical light on Shabbos. And therefore, Rosh Shlomo Zalman says, it's a geder, basically, it's a restriction that the rabbis instituted over here. Don't even move the electrical light so people won't come to turn on, Rahman al-Islam, the electrical light on Shabbos and be over Yisr Shabbos. In Dershu foot number four, he brings down for Rosh Shlomo Zalman Zatzal that even the power switches, the Mesek HaChashmal over here, is not allowed to be touched. So even when the electricity is not flowing through it, it's off, it's in the off position. Hov iskatzoy leben hashmashos, machmas isr malacha, since it is forbidden to be used during the ben hashmashos, so therefore iskatzoy lechol hayom as well. And this likewise of the psak of Dayan Weiss Zatzal in the Minchas Yitzchok. Now we go to Sif Beis. The Mechaber writes, Ner Zeh, this lamp that we're talking about, this candlestick over here, Shamarinu Sha'asa L'tadlu, that you're not allowed to move, Afilu L'tzorch Gufo U'L'tzorch Mekomo Asu, even for its own usage or for the usage of that place, you're not allowed to move this lamp, this candlestick. Mishnah Berurah explains in Sif Katan Dalet, V'lo Dami, this is not like L'shar Kli Shemalachdu L'Isser. You have another utensil that it's forbidden to use, for example, like a hammer, that you're not allowed to use on Shabbos, you're not allowed to build stuff on Shabbos. However, mutar l'taltlo, one would be permitted to take this kli shemalachto l'isser, which normally would be forbidden to be used on Shabbos, to bang in a nail, but one would be allowed to use this hammer to go crack open walnuts, because that's called l'tzorach gufo. You need this hammer for itself. Umekom, or you need the place where the hammer is, so then you're allowed to go and move the hammer. Not over here, the same din, by the lamp. Even though it's a klisha malachta liyisr, you're not allowed to move the lamp. As we will learn in Shinches, where we talk about moving a klisha malachta liyisr, let's talk gufa makomo. Here it's different. By the lamp, it's different. Since here, during the Ben HaShemashos, it was actually also to go and move this lamp. af l'tzorach gufa makoma, even if you needed it for the lamp itself or for the place where the lamp was. The hayah basis la shalheves, the chanal, as we've already explained, it's a basis l'davar asur, the shalheves, the flame. And therefore, it was asur to move it during the bein hashmashos, so to therefore, migu diskatzor, the bein hashmashos ligamre, since it's absolutely forbidden to be moved or to be used at all during the bein hashmashos, iskatzor l'kuliyom ligamre. It's totally forbidden to be used, even l'tzorach gufa makomo, on the rest of Shabbos. So here's a unique difference between a lamp, for example, and a hammer. Both of them are klisha malach t'lisser, but the hammer could be used l'tzorach gufa makomo. A klisha malach t'lisser normally can be used l'tzorach gufa makomo, but a lamp, a candlestick, cannot. The Mishmur continues. It says, "Ein chilik b'zeh." It doesn't make a difference over here. Because there, ben haner shidliku bo hashemen, or ben hamenorah shidliku bo haneros. Doesn't make a difference over here. If you're talking about the actual cup over here, so to say, which the oil is placed into, and the flame is in the wick in there, or between the candlestick itself that you have the neros on. The gamhunas is basis la neros. In all these scenarios, you're dealing here where the item below it that's holding it up is a basis la davar aser, and in all these situations, the same din applies. You're not allowed to move it on Shabbos, even after the flame has been extinguished, because this din of basis l'davar aser, it's migu d'iskatzoi, then a shmashos iskatzoi l'kul yoma applies even l'tzorach gufa or makoma for the lamp, candlestick, and things like that, as opposed to other dvarim that are muktzah because of davar aser, muktzah machmas iser. However, now the Mechaber brings down an opinion in the name of the Mordechai and the Ogur in the name of Rabbi Yeshaya, and says, v'yesh misha hiter, there is an opinion that says you can move it over here, l'tzorach gufa makomo. However, v'lo niru dvar, but the Mechaber concludes, I don't appreciate, I don't understand his words, and we don't paskin like that. The Ramah comes in, however, and says, Hagah, v'yesh omrim, demishu istinis. However, the Ramah gives another leniency over here, and he says, if somebody is an istinis is a hard word to translate. It's a very fussy type of a person who doesn't tolerate certain things that other people might tolerate. He's very fussy about them, and things that bother him don't necessarily bother other people. So such a person, such an istinis, the Ramah says, if, in fact, haner ma'asalav, this lamp, this candlestick over here, is very disturbing to him, he finds it disgusting, mutolotzio, then he would be allowed to move it over here, because the habili today, because for this person, it becomes similar to a kigraf shori'i. It's essentially a chamber pot, a urinal, which is something that holds waste, and therefore it's allowed to be moved because it's disgusting. However, the Ramah concludes, v'hamachmir lo hifsid. But if somebody's machmir in this situation, they won't lose. It's a really funny lashon, which the Mishnah Berurah will explain in a moment. Now, Sivkot Hey, the Mishnah Berurah explains what we're saying over here in regards to this istinus is allowed to move it. So he brings down the Bach and the Mogen Avram, Pasku, the af misha ainu istinus, even if somebody's not normally such a fussy person. But this happens to bother him. Imhu omer shemol zulav. If the person says, this candlestick, again, their candlesticks were different than ours. They weren't beautiful and metal and silver and didn't really deteriorate when you burned oil or something in them. Their candlesticks, their lamps, would smell horribly, would deteriorate, and be disgusting possibly after they were used. So therefore, if you find that this candlestick over here that has the burned out flame in it now is disturbing to you, shari l'salko me'al ha'shulchan. Even a regular person would be allowed to move it from the table. And it appears from this opinion of the Bach, the lo hekel ela b'ner shulcheres, that he's talking here about an earthenware lamp or cup which the oil was in. Because many people would find that to be disgusting, as we will learn in the Mirtz Hashem, the upcoming shir, kilil kamen b'sivvav. And he says, v'adin shalates, the same thing would apply, and he says in the Sharetzion Oz test, this is based upon the Gemara, that eitz is nami mois, so that would apply not only to an earthenware container, but also a wooden container. However, avol shel matecha is similar to our silver candlesticks today. Lo mois. In general, that's not considered mois, and a person wouldn't be allowed to say that that's disgusting. Ubederech ha'chaim, however, mashma deyesh lahachmir be'enu istinis. So the Derech ha'chaim says, unless you're really a fussy person, you shouldn't take advantage of this kula of the istinis. Deyesh lahachmir be'enu istinis. If you're not an istinis, you shouldn't move the candlestick as ukidas ha'gah, like the simple reading of the Ramah that says only an istinis should really take advantage of this heter and not anybody else. Sivkot Nvav, Umoy Solov, what does that mean? It's disgusting to you. Hainu Shein Yecholiz Bol, Shein Munach Etzlo. You can't tolerate it being on the same table with you, right next to you. Liacha Shekova, after the flame goes out, Olamocha Bayom, or later in the day. It's just so disturbing to you that you're allowed to move it, because it's like a Graf Shori'i. Sivkot and Zayin, lo tzio, you would be allowed to move it in this situation. Hainu, kishu munach b'mokum yishivoso. If it's in the place where you're sitting, shari lo tzio misham, you'd be allowed to move it. So it's on your table, and you're sitting down at your table to learn, so you'd be allowed to move this extinguished, foul, odorous, bothersome candlestick. However, avol munach b'mokum acher, but it's in another room, you're not in that other room. So then, gamo istinis, also letal tlo, mimokum lemokum, lukuli yama. Then, even the istinis would not be allowed to move it over here, because it's not disturbing anybody. So the fact that it's a grav shori, you're not allowed to go move your garbage pail outside, once you've moved the garbage into it, because it's garbage. No, you're only allowed to move it because the garbage is bothering you. So you're only allowed to move this bothersome candlestick lamp that's left over after the flame went out, if you're in that area and it's bothering you. But the fact that it's would be bothersome to you if you were in that area doesn't give you a right to go and move it. Now we have to understand the final words of the Ramah. He said, V'hamachmir lo hifsid. He brings this down again in the name of the Mordechai. What exactly is going on over here? So the Mishnah Berurah explains it. Sarach lomar, v'hamachmir yachmir. Somebody who is bothered by this over here is allowed to call himself an istinus, essentially. V'hameko lo hifsid. But if somebody doesn't let himself be bothered by this, even though he might normally be bothered by it, so then he's not going to lose by not moving this candlestick by being, quote, Makel in his istinus and machmir in his approach towards not moving this mukta item. I think that's what the Mishnah Berurah is trying to tell us over here. And my raya to this is from the Shaar Tzion, Os Yud. He brings out from the Bach and Morgan Rum and the Vilna Gaon. And he says, if you look in the Gra, the Mashma, the Lafi Das Hago, according to the Ram over here, Lav Kol Odom Yochol Omar Istinus Ani. A person shouldn't say, I'm an istinus unless he really is. Elamishia Dua Shu Istinus. So if a person really knows he's a very fussy individual and it's bothersome, so he has a right to take advantage of this heter. But otherwise, somebody who's not really known to be a fussy person should be Machmer over here not to call himself a fussy person and to allow the candlestick not to be moved, even if it bothers him a little bit. That concludes today's shiur.